You've just been comparing the things you identified with Bruce and me in the reading material. This whole adventure we're on has to do with change. And one of the changes that takes place is not something most people like to talk about, and that is when one begins the adventure with God in a real way, the relationships change with the people around him. And how do these relationships change is kind of what I'd like for us to talk about for a while. Bruce, what sort of experience have you had with this thing of changing relationships because of trying to be on the adventure with God?
Well, when I began this adventure some years ago, I was aware of three relationships in my life that needed changing. I had to become honest with somebody whom I resented deeply, and I had to say to somebody else that I loved them very much when they didn't know that, and I had to be honest about some of the areas where people thought I was better than I was, which meant lowering my image in the eyes of people who were very significant. So I thought a long time about this before I would say yes to God and begin the adventure, because I knew that any response to God would make immediate changes in these very significant relationships in my life. One was a roommate in school, another was my mother, and a third were some people that thought I was a Christian.
Oh, boy, man. I guess the thing that scared me most was having to admit that I'm wrong, because I'm insecure enough that I've always desperately hated to be misunderstood or considered wrong. And I realized as I made this beginning with God that and began to see myself that I really was very manipulative with my wife, and am. But to go to her and say, hey, honey, I've been trying to manipulate you into becoming a Christian, you know, and God left me free, to go and say, to admit that I'd been really pushing her around, trying to change her, was just agony for me, because I've hated to be wrong. So, in other words, you're saying, I guess, and I'm saying too, that the thing that God does when he comes into one's life and begins to help you change it to be what you potentially are, he saves you from that closed oldness that, in a sense, you might say this is salvation. Salvation comes into a man's life, and something religious doesn't happen to his relationships, but something real.
And I think that's the very perversion that we've been fighting all these years in the church. We think that salvation has something to do with being pious or religious or churchy. And in this story we're about to read together here and work on with Zacchaeus, here is a government official who has an encounter with Jesus. And they have a meal together, nothing very religious there. And after the meal or someplace along the way, something happens to this man.
And hey, don't tell him. Don't tell him what it is. You all go ahead and read this story and see what changes in Zacchaeus' relationships take place as a result of his meeting Jesus.
I'd like to say something here about what I believe can really happen in our relationships because of contact with God. Now, this is not a constant thing with me, but a sometime thing, and I believe it can be something which is attainable. You know, the Bible gives us a wonderful lesson in relationships. Take the story of Joseph. Joseph was one of 12 brothers, the favorite child of his father, therefore the envy of his brothers. They tried to kill him first and then sell him into slavery. Well, years later, he becomes a secretary of state in Egypt through a long series of things, rising from a slave. And when his brothers come down to deal with the secretary of state of Egypt to get food for their famished land and family, they find it's their brother, the one they almost killed and sold into slavery, who is now going to save them, maybe. And they're terrified. And Joseph says, listen, don't worry. What you did was evil, but God meant it for good in my life. You know, I guess I believe that in this adventure, it's possible for any of us to come to the place where we can believe that God can use both our friends and our enemies to put us where he wants us. We all have friends and enemies that are trying to do things to us. And the thing is, if we really believe that we are on this adventure with God, then God, as with Joseph, is able to use all of these things around us to put us in the place where he wants us. And we become open and non-defensive. And people then who are dealing with us, they have to answer for what they do. But I believe God is using all the forces around my life to put me where he wants me.
If this is true, and it's certainly been true with me, then instead of being so terribly afraid of making mistakes, If everything is useful and nothing is wasted, even the mistakes we make in relationships, if God can take those and give us understanding or give us new character or purpose out of them, then we don't have to be so neurotically afraid of making mistakes in relationships. So we can go ahead and love more boldly or talk to people or be more real, because even the mistakes kind of go in as almost vitamins to make the whole body grow in terms of a new kind of life and relatedness.
Yeah, and if you live long enough, you will be bypassed by people. Other people will be given the spot that you deserve. Honors will go to others that you should have had. You'll be pushed out of a job because of the boss's son. I mean, every one of us has been shortchanged. As I begin to be afraid of that and resentful, I close off a whole world of experience. But once I begin to see that God is bigger even than my enemy's plans or my friend's manipulation, then I can begin to walk unafraid in relationships and see what God's doing and have kind of a sense of wonder about it.
You know, as you're saying this, one of the things that I'm beginning to realize in my life, that the only way I can help other people, that the only insights I have that are helpful come out of the mistakes and the hurts I've had, not out of the good things that have happened. When I have been deeply hurt by someone rejecting me, then when someone else comes to me with a deep hurt, I can say, yeah, I really know, and they know I know. So maybe that not only does this help in one way to build ourselves in terms of understanding, but maybe this is one of the only ways we can gain the understanding to give to other people, is by having these hurts and mistakes.
We began this 13-week series talking about the things we might have to give up if we were to find God and make contact with Him. And now in the area of relationships and pressures that come from relationships, we're finding about the unexpected things that God is giving to us as we make contact with Him.
And you know, one of the unexpected things is that these relationships move away from the inside to the out into other people's lives. For instance, it's not just the people we're related to, but we're affecting them in ways they're going to reflect the same kind of style into other people's lives, like dropping a rock in a pool, and this influence moves further and further out. And I hope that maybe what we can do during these next few weeks, instead of just talking about the rock hitting, what are the other areas in which the influence moves out, the changes and pressures, how these things move out into other people's lives. And maybe now we could take just a few minutes to be quiet and think about who each one of us is in contact with and going to be in contact with this week, and to think about the changes and pressures. And perhaps we can pray about this to close the meeting.